This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, December 23rd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christians in 20 villages in the Chhattisgarh state of India were attacked this week by radical Hindu nationalists for refusing to reconvert from Christianity back to Hinduism, reports International Christian Concern. Hindu nationalists used bamboo sticks to attack Christians on Sunday, December 18th, as Christians gathered for worship. Tragically, several people were severely injured and hospitalized, while others fled to the jungle or to nearby police stations. The attackers looted and destroyed the homes of many Christians and desecrated three churches. One witness said, quote, "Small kids and women with their families were sitting in open places in biting cold with no food or water, warming their hands with their breath," end quote. India is the 10th worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. Matthew 5 verse 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." All Saints with Holy Trinity Church in Loughborough, Britain decided to take Jesus and the Nativity out of Christmas. Instead, the Bible-rejecting church promoted a message for the, quote, "queer and questioning," end quote, reports Summit News. Rachel Brent Search, the trainee priest, boasted of their outrageous alterations to the traditional "God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen" carol. Listen to the disturbing lyrics in the first verse of the altered hymn. Quote, "God rest you, queer and questioning, your anxious hearts be still. Believe that you are deeply known and part of God's good will. For all to live as one in peace, the global dream fulfilled. O tidings of comfort and joy," end quote. Another revision from the misguided British church said, quote, "God rest you also, women who by men have been erased, through history ignored and scorned, defiled and displaced. Remember that your stories, too, are held within God's grace," end quote. The verses replace the actual lyrics of the carol, which talk about the Nativity and how Christ came to, quote, "save us all from Satan's power," end quote. John 8:31 says, "Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out." 31 House Republicans signed onto a letter Wednesday vowing to block legislation from any GOP senator who dares to vote for Biden's massive $1.7 trillion omnibus spending package during the lame duck session, reports Breitbart. On Tuesday, 13 House Republicans signed a letter promising to block the legislative priorities of any Republican senator who votes for the omnibus deal with Democrats just days before Congress leaves town for Christmas. They wrote, quote, "This 4,155-page bill spends $1.7 trillion to further empower the Biden administration's tyrannical attack on the liberty and security of our constituents, and it must be opposed with any fiber of political fortitude Senate Republicans still have. It will add to our $31 trillion national debt, digging a deeper hole for our children and grandchildren to crawl out of. As such, we reiterate that if any omnibus passes in the remaining days of this Congress, we will oppose and whip opposition to any legislative priority of those senators who vote for its passage, including the Republican leader. We will oppose any rule, any consent request, suspension voice vote, or roll call vote of any such Senate bill, and will otherwise do everything in our power to thwart even the smallest legislative and policy efforts of those senators," end quote. After three losing cycles, the grassroots want change at the Republican National Committee, according to a new Turning Point Action poll. 78.4% disapprove of Ronna Romney McDaniel's job as chair of the RNC. 84% want RNC members to listen to the grassroots, and Ronna has only 1.7% support. McDaniel is the niece of Republican in name only Senator Mitt Romney of Utah. Turning Point is supporting attorney Harmeet Dhillon, who announced her candidacy on December 5th with the proclamation, quote, "Republicans are tired of losing," end quote. Dhillon won in a landslide in the Turning Point Action poll. Appearing on Brian Kilmeade's radio show, Ronna Romney McDaniel was upset and attacked the largest conservative student organization in the country.
I just am going to say something about Turning Point. They do great conferences. How many young voters did they register? How many youth voters turned out this cycle? How about the college kids in Arizona where they're headquartered? If you're going to hold the RNC accountable, start looking at these outside organizations and ask them what they did. This is a group that's taken over the youth vote. They've taken over college campuses, and they need to be held accountable. But this is Turning Point and Harmeet trying to take over the RNC.
In a series of five tweets, Charlie Kirk, founder of Turning Point USA, responded to McDaniel by saying, quote, "Turning Point logged more than 500,000 volunteer hours this election cycle. Turning Point Action directly contacted and engaged over 5 million voters. We hosted well over 100 major door-knocking events and rallies in target states and districts, recruited over 2,000 new precinct leaders, and registered tens of thousands of new voters. Instead of attacking the only youth organization in the country actually doing something, maybe you should be thankful we are doing the work," end quote. And finally, Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake's legal team dropped a potential legal bomb on Wednesday, reports redstate.com. She tweeted, quote, 48 of 113 ballots reviewed during our examination were 19-inch ballots produced on 20-inch paper. This one-inch discrepancy caused chaos on Election Day, causing the mass rejection of these votes as they were attempted to be read through the tabulators," end quote. That means that 42.5% of the ballots examined were invalid. While the Democrat Katie Hobbs was declared the winner, she won by just 17,116 votes, a differential of 0.7%, reports the National Review. Lake is hoping this review might lead to calling Hobbs' victory into question. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, December 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.